This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Under Republican state leadership, Montana has halted permits of all weekend rallies at the state capitol, a public building, an action which threatened but does not cancel the upcoming No Kings event this month. Rally organizers say the change violates their First Amendment rights. State officials countered that the new rule, quietly instituted just last month, was intended to save money. The update to permitting guidelines on the Montana.gov site states that public events requiring a permit may only occur on weekdays and between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., excluding holidays. The revisions apply to all state-owned or leased spaces or grounds at the Capitol complex, including the state Capitol lawn, the Indian Nation's flag circle in front of the Capitol, the public streets surrounding the Capitol, and other sites. The new policy requires a permit for any public event that uses state resources, requires setup of any structures, materials, displays, or requires cleanup. A public event is defined as any event that is open to the public and to which the public will have full access. The Capitol complex has long been a preferred location for protests, government press conferences, ceremonies, and other public gatherings, including No Kings rallies that have drawn thousands of protesters to Helena, most recently on a Saturday last October. The next nationwide No Kings rally is scheduled for this Saturday, March 28th. The No Kings rally will take place in locations across the state this Saturday and in Helena on the Capitol grounds. 57 Democratic state lawmakers, nearly all of the state's 60-member Democratic caucus, signed on to a letter urging the governor to reconsider the new guidelines banning permits for weekend rallies on the Capitol grounds. State officials within the General Services Division, a component of the Department of Administration that oversees the Capitol, approved the revisions to its permitting guidelines last month. A spokesperson for the Republican-led Montana Department of Administration said that the new rules prohibit weekend events that use equipment like sound stages, stating, "Setup of items like generators and soundstage equipment is only permitted during weekday business hours with an event permit issued by the General Services Division, even if the equipment is provided and set up by event organizers," said Department of Administration spokesperson Jenna Williams. Indivisible Helena, a local chapter of the National Indivisible Organization focused on political action, is organizing the upcoming No Kings rally in Helena. Representing the organization, Barbara Barnes said that during past rallies, which typically take place on the plaza in front of the Capitol, organizers were able to access the building's power and set up a stage for speakers. Without the necessary permit, Barnes says, the group plans to move the upcoming rally to 6th Avenue, the street in front of the Capitol, where they will park a flatbed trailer on the public street to act as a stage for speakers. Participants can stand on the Capitol lawn, but must keep sidewalks clear. As an aside, listeners, I'd like to offer a perspective from your show host, J.P. Pomnikowski. In my role as a state senator in 2017, the first Women's March was organized nationwide in response to the election of Donald Trump to the presidency. As an elected official, I was party to discussions about the numbers of people expected at the Capitol on a Saturday, and Capitol staff were concerned about safety and cleanliness. I reminded them that the Capitol is the people's house, and that the building would most certainly be open and accessible, that the rotunda, the east and west wings of the Capitol, the galleries of both chambers, and all other public areas, including restrooms, would be open. It was of paramount importance to me that the public building be open to its public. Also, please tune in to KGVM on Saturday, March 28th for day-long coverage of the No Kings marches. We will carry coverage from Pacifica Radio Network all day long, celebrating and participating in every American's right to free speech and assembly. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.